What time did the sun rise this morning? I don't know for sure, but we have a general idea. All right? Based on that, though, you say the sun did what at 6? Say that it rose.
Rose at 6.
All right. Now, if he worked until the sun went out of sight, he had worked until...
sundown.
All right, now. Let's see now. Today is Sunday. The day before today is called...
Saturday.
All right. But another way of saying it. Today is Sunday. And when we think of the day before today, it would be called... Well, let me ask you another thing. If it's Wednesday, Tuesday was... If it is, say, Wednesday...
Yesterday.
All right. If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say he came here
Sunday before last.
All right. Perfect. Now he's going to leave next Sunday. A week beyond Sunday would be what?
Coming Sunday.
All right. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
2 weeks.
All right. Do you know any other way of expressing
half a month?
2 week interval. That's right. Still another? This is a term that wasn't too familiar to me either.
No,
I was thinking fortnight. I wondered. All right. Now, Monday is setting up. Today, Sunday is today. Monday will be
tomorrow.
Now, if you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
What time is it?
The thing you wear on your wrist to tell time with is?
Watch.
Now, midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock would be what?
7:30?
Now, let me see now. If it's about 15 minutes later than 10:30, you'd say it's about 15 minutes later than 10:30.
Quarter to 11.
Right? Now, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
You'd say that 1971 was last year, and 1972 is?
Next year.
All right.
Oh, this year.
Fine, don't worry. Fine. Now, if a child has just had his third birthday, you'd say he is?
3 years old.
Now, if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
A year ago.
All right, you looked up at the sky. You looked up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
If you like the weather out, you'd say it's a
beautiful day.
Now, if it's very cloudy and overcast, you would say it's a
gloomy day.
There are so many different words that people can say. Some say smurry, lowry, grumbery.
Yeah.
You've probably heard some of those yourself. All right. Now, if the clouds are coming, begins to look like rain or snow, you'd say the weather is
stormy.
Right. If snow or rain is expected, you'd say the weather is doing what? It's been
unchangeable.
Nice. All right, fine. Now, if it's been cloudy, then the clouds pull away, the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is
clearing up.
That's just perfect. All right, now.